From the throbbing heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. Right here in the heart of it all, where the New York Times says we will decide the 2020 election. You betcha we will. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know for Thursday, July 25th, 2019. Number three, Boris Johnson, now the Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May out of the building, and Brexit the top priority. But can he get it done? Number two, Michigan Congressman Paul Mitchell says Washington is just too contentious and he'll not seek re-election. He's been a constant critic of the president, but his announcement is welcome news for Democrats. And number one, the big show on Capitol Hill did not go the way Democrats had hoped, but instead went exactly as I predicted it would. Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and the rest came away with less than they started with, just like I said would happen. We're going to get to it, but it seems to me the book, the 448-page book, was better than the movie, as it turned out. And quick breaking news here off the top. We've just seen a news flash across the wire. Jeffrey Epstein found injured in a New York City jail. We do not know the extent of his injuries. Millionaire or billionaire, convicted pedophile, sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, the focus of tremendous coverage, recently found injured in a New York City jail. We'll get to that as soon as we can. But we start with our coverage in depth of everything Bob Mueller. And frankly, watching it yesterday, it didn't take long to decide that Bob Mueller looked inept, incapable, outgunned, outplanned, and outplayed. It became apparent early on that Bob Mueller was not terribly familiar with his own report, the report he put his name to, that Democrats had hoped would change the course of history. Bob Mueller seemed confused, asking for references and for names. He couldn't even remember which president had appointed him to his first U.S. attorney's job in Massachusetts. He didn't remember Corey Lewandowski, who, by the way, will be here on the program a bit later today. It seemed to be a tough spot for Bob Mueller. Now, he has testified 600 times over his career in front of Congress. It was a tough day and a rough way to end his career. We're going to go through it with you one step at a time. We're going to begin now with an opening statement, part of it, from Bob Mueller himself. It's bite number one. Go.
The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities. The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
And so that's how it began. Easy enough, clean enough. And then Jerry Nadler and the Democrats took the field. My analogy here is pretty simple. It's like the team came out all fired up, ran down the field and scored the first touchdown. That's what Jerry Nadler did. He got the goods early. He got Bob Mueller to say exactly what he wanted him to. It is bite number two. Go.
Does that say there was no obstruction?
No.
In fact, you were actually unable to conclude the president did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
Well, we, at the outset, determined that we... When it came to the president's culpability, we needed to go forward only after taking into account the OLC opinion that indicated that a president, a sitting president, cannot be indicted.
So the report did not conclude that he did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
And so at that point, the Democrats felt pretty good. They had run the football field, put it in the end zone, and they got out ahead, and they were up, and they were happy. And that was the end of the scoring for the Democrats. From that point forward, the rout was on. Bob Mueller becoming ever more confused, conflicted, contradicting himself. We'll start with the ranking Republican, Doug Collins. Here's what he had to say. It's bite number three.
At any time with the investigation, was your investigation curtailed or stopped or hindered?
No.
At any time with the investigation, was your investigation curtailed or stopped or hindered?
No.
At any time with the investigation, was your investigation curtailed or stopped or hindered?
No.
So his investigation was not curtailed or stopped in any way. No. That would fly in the face of any idea of obstruction of justice. But so far, Bob Mueller's still holding it together. So far, he's still answering the questions, appearing to be at least competent. That was about to change. Because Bob Mueller seems that he didn't have any familiarity with the report. He didn't understand the report. He didn't know what was in the report. It became painfully apparent and painful to watch. Hard, really, to understand it, that here's a guy who apparently headed up the most important investigation in the last 25 years of my life in Washington, D.C., completely out of touch, it appeared. Let's go with Byte 3A. It's Doug Collins again, and here's where it starts to go sideways. 3A.
In the colloquial context, known public context, collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. You said at your May 29th press conference and here today, you choose your words carefully. Are you sitting here today testifying something different than what your report states?
Well, what I'm asking is if you can give me the citation, I can look at the citation and evaluate whether it is.
Actually. Okay, let me just be clarified. You stated that you would stay within the report. I just stated your report back to you. And you said that collusion and conspiracy were not synonymous terms. That was your answer, was no.
That's correct.
In that, page 180 of volume 1 of your report, it says, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in General Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. Now, you said you chose your words carefully. Are you contradicting your report right now?
Not when I read it.
So you would change your answer to yes, then?
No. If you look at the language.
I'm reading your report, sir. It's a yes or no answer.
Page 180.
Page 180, volume 1. Okay. This was from your report.
Correct. And I leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yeah.
I don't know where you go from there. That was the first significant exchange between Doug Collins, the Republican ranking member of that committee, and the now former special counsel, Robert Mueller. Mueller was confused. Answered the question one way. It was pointed out that that's not what his report said. Where is that in the report? This page. Where? Huh? What's going on? And from there, it went downhill. The American people have a right to be angry today. Furious with the spectacle of this Mueller hearing, dragged out there against his will, incoherent and rambling, because it doesn't get any better from here. In fact, in some ways, it gets significantly worse. The biggest revelation is that Bob Mueller was not really in charge of his own investigation. He was a figurehead. The report he put his name to was not compiled by him, or was he very particularly involved with it. It was put together by Weissman and his henchmen and the people that worked beneath Mueller, allegedly. We'll continue our analysis after this. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.